Welcome to Highway Diary. I'm your host, Eric Kollerbach, episode 58 with my main man, Jeff Reeves.
Hello, it's good to be back.
Well, you know, you met this guy going up to San Francisco. We did a little skeet shooting. We got into some trouble. You got blackout drunk at my birthday party.
That is absolutely
my 27th right. 27th birthday party. But now, we're going skiing.
We are going skiing in 80-degree weather. Yeah. It is a beautiful day.
It is weird because I've heard about places like this. They're like, no, you just drive up a little bit, you're in a mountain, and then there's snow. And we're, you know, in Los Angeles, it's pretty fucking hot outside, but it's 75 degrees outside. But apparently, in the next 60 minutes when we get to the trail, it's going to be covered in snow.
That is the goal. It was a choice between this and surfing, but we decided to go skiing.
Now, we go way back to our ski club days.
That's
We've
true.
We've talked about that. It's been 8 years since you've been skiing.
Yeah, the last time I skied was I was a sophomore in college. Before that was with Mr. Hollerback. I believe we were freshmen in high school. And then before that was a ski club in middle school.
Sixth grade. Now, I've had some concussion history. Now, basically, I'm planning on green circle, green circle, green circle until I remember how to fucking ski, man. Right?
Yeah, I seeing as it'd been 8 years, I remember last time I did it, it felt like, you know, riding a bike where it's like I picked it up pretty quickly. But I think we should at least start out on the buddy hill.
Let's just take a couple slopes. We're not trying to prove anything. This is something I found from Facebook.
Oh, yes, yes.
That you are dressed up like a sex pistol.
I am wearing a leopard spandex that I bought from Ross Dress for Less, the women's section.
That's the only place I shop.
Well, me and my roommate Andrew were going to a concert for a band called Steel Panther. And if you've never heard of them and never seen them, I highly recommend them. They play at the House of Blues on the Sunset Strip, and they're basically kind of like a parody of every 80s heavy metal band, and like Poison and Motley Crue, yeah, and all those. And so anyway, so the guys on stage, they all dress very flamboyantly. So me and my roommate and a bunch of our other friends would all go to Steel Panther, and it's a guaranteed good time. And also, ladies always get up on stage and show their boobies. So
love Steel Panther.
Oh yeah.
So, funny about the 80s hair bands is they're all exactly the same. You only need one band to reproduce all those fucking bands from the 80s.
Exactly. And Steel Panther
do the same shit.
They have their own songs, which are fantastic, but they also do covers. So it's like you go to see them, and you get basically every 80s song that you could possibly like within one concert. So it's a very convenient band.
Okay, so we haven't seen each other in a while. I like to Facebook stalk you a little bit in order to, you know, prepare for the interview.
Of course.
And I found on your Facebook wall, July 15th, posted by Bobby Sayers.
Oh,
says,
yeah.
Dear Jeff, I think about you often. Your friend Bobby.
Now, Bobby, I worked with on Oz the Great and Powerful in Michigan.
He's thinking about you all the time, Jeff.
Oh, and I think about him. He's a hilarious dude. He's like 25. He's a big guy with glasses and a beard and a fro.
Power bottom.
And what?
He's a power bottom.
He's a power bottom. And he's married, and he's like only 25. Right. And but he's hilarious, and he always says funny things, and I miss him dearly. I worked with him for a good 7 months there in Michigan, and haven't seen him since, but I hope he's doing well. And Bobby, if you're listening, I think about you often as well.
That's beautiful. You went skydiving also.
I went skydiving.
I've not heard about your skydiving trip.
Oh, okay. I went skydiving for the second time back in April of 2013, and I went with my roommate and a few other friends, and we went to Santa Barbara to do it. Anyway, long story short, it was a blast. I had a great time. And then that night, both me and my roommate slept at this lady's house. He with one roommate, me with the other. And so when I woke up in the morning, I was very paranoid. Like, where the hell am I? Because I was basically blackout drunk. And then I was like, oh, where's my roommate? And then the girl I was with was like, oh, he's in the other room. And so it was a very.
So you both went skydiving, and then you both got laid.
That's exactly right.
That's like
it was a really know? It was a really great April 20th.
And what's great is both of those things lasted 90 seconds.
That's exactly right. And I was screaming the whole time.
Just right into a text.
So anyway, yeah, I highly recommend skydiving in Santa Barbara.
Wow, so you said that was your second time?
That was my second time. I went 2 or 3 years before.
Yeah, a dude strapped you both times just because of legal things, right?
Exactly,
like,
yeah.
Like, hey, you need a dude.
For some reason, there's never any ladies who are strapped to you. It's always dudes.
Right.
No complaints, just observing.
Speaking of dudes strapped to you, so, you know, the Catholic Church is in a lot of hot water right now.
Yeah.
And especially because a lawyer at one of these child abuse hearings started quoting the Bible, you know? And so this lawyer, he said this quote, "Many will remember from their own childhoods the ageless words from the Gospel of Mark. Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it's such these that the kingdom of God belongs."
Sorry, that was my GPS lady talking.
Did you hear what she said? You know where we're going?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Okay. Good. So when you're a lawyer, first of all,
he justified pedophilia with a quote from the Bible. And my feeling is, hey, if it's in the Bible, then it's good by me.
"Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them." Dude, that is the wrong opening fucking statement, right? So a bunch of, you know, victims were there, and they walked out when the lawyer started dropping that.
You know, you can say what you will about his moral standing, but that's a hell of a lawyer.
But, like, what kind of fucking lawyer would be like, "You know what? These priests aren't so bad. I'm gonna represent them." You know what
I mean? Lawyer who wants to win.
That guy's got his finger in the pulse of the law.
I want that lawyer representing me. Guy knows what he's doing.
Sometimes the pulse of the law is up a 10-year-old's ass, but he's got his finger up it. Anyway. Man accused of public masturbation at short pump at Walmart. Now, let's... Hold on. When a man is accused of public masturbation, that does not mean he did it.
That's right? A good, very good point.
Let's read the rest of this.
Did he finish? That's what I want to know.
So, a cop happened in Henrico, Virginia. Henrico police need help tracking down a man accused of masturbating at the short pump at the Walmart parking lot. I don't know what the short pump is. They say the short pump at the Walmart parking lot. I don't know if that means like a gas pump.
Or that's kind of
or it's
what
like a like a midget with a pump on it that you put your dick in.
Or it's just a euphemism for masturbating. It's, oh, it's a short pump. I only need 10 seconds.
It's the short pump parking lot. Yeah, everyone just needs a quick pump in there.
That's really highly appropriately named.
So, you know, a lot of legal analysis are like, this is a problem. We have, you know, it's a class 1 misdemeanor. We got to get this guy. But I say, hey, you got away. That's rules of the law. If he came and left, you know, why do we need to get the law involved? And I think people are... Okay, a child abuse victim aside and stuff. Between any consenting adults.
Then slight right to stay on Rolling Ranch Road.
Stay on Rolling Ranch Road.
Stay on that road, man. You're not, you know, what's the big deal? Every guy has this kind of yogurt pump where after, you know, Jeff maybe 15 pumps, me maybe 7 pumps, then yogurt comes out. It doesn't matter where, who does it or what, you know what I mean?
Well, here's where I side with the law. A few months back when I was living in Venice, was on my way to work one morning, and it was not a man, but actually a lady, and by lady, I mean very old and very homeless, who was on the side of the road as I was, like, parked at the car, sitting at the light, just waiting to, like, you know, go to work. I just kind of, like, turned my head to the left, and she just... spreads her legs and just kind of like opens up her undies and starts playing with herself.
Whoa.
And now again, keep in mind, this was not an attractive woman at all. This was like a 70 to 80 year old homeless lady, and it was just the type of thing where I wanted to vomit in my mouth. And so I think what the law is trying to protect people from is seeing images like that. And whether it be male or female,
right.
Of saying, you know, I appreciate you're really horny right now and you want to masturbate, but some people are trying to eat. Or for that matter, just not throw up in their mouths.
You know, that reminds me of something. And I remember one of the, you know, maybe one of the first times I ever looked at porn, you know, me and you.
Yeah.
Maybe we were 12. We were looking at the internet.
7 or 8.
And I remember there was this one picture where this chick had, like, floppy curtain vaginas. You know, there was just, like, flat. Like, she had, like, four of them all stuffed together. Just the meat was sticking out. And she was, like, fingering herself to, like, spread it open, you know, to give you a good look. And then I remember we, like, found that picture. And then Jeff goes, ew. Like, looking at that makes me not even want to have sex.
And then I didn't for 20 years.
But it's like, you know, like, porno is like an advertisement for sex. And you're like, that's a bad ad for sex. Like, that's how you took it.
Well, I remember, and this is something the younger generation will never appreciate, is watching scrambled porn.
Oh, yeah.
On, whether it's HBO or what do you call it, but there'd be sleepovers at your house where it just sit there for hours. Like, I think I saw a boob.
I also remember looking at scramble porn. I was always like, why is everyone on a treadmill?
Yeah.
Because I would see, like, a girl, like, bouncing up and down. And I was like, is she, like, walking on treadmill? And then I realized, oh, that's just them all getting banged. So they're, like, kind of jumping up and down like they're walking. But, yeah, scramble porn's a tricky thing. I also remember I've said this before, I used to play Manhunt. Back, all the neighborhood kids would get together and, like, hide, and, you know, it would be, like, two teams. One would be looking for the other team that was hiding, all these games, German flashlight, all that stuff. So one time, we're sitting outside my friend's house. We look inside. We see scramble porn. We're like, oh, my God. I know what that looks like. That's scramble porn, you know? So then I look over to see who's, I'm like, maybe it's this guy's older brother. And it's his dad.
Oh.
You know. The Gregories. Remember the Gregory twins?
Yeah.
Their dad was always into scramble porn.
Really?
And what I love about him is he sent them to military school and stuff.
Yeah.
So he's like, you brats go to military school! I'm a strict dad! Let me just watch the scramble porn, you know what I mean?
Oh, well, I don't blame him.
So he was a high-strung guy. Maybe if he had regular porn where he could, like, see real gaping assholes, he would have been more chilled. He wouldn't have sent him to military school, you know?
Yeah, I gotta say, you know, people are kind of spoiled now with the internet because
exactly.
It's so easy to get, you know, really, like, high-quality, high-definition videos of you know, porn.
Whereas, in the old day, you're watching scramble porn to candlelight.
Yeah. Of course, you know, the generation before us, they didn't even get scramble porn. They just had to look at magazines. And the generation before them, you know, didn't even get to look at anything.
Did your dad ever drop a Playboy on you?
No, he never, as far as I know, he never had any porn.
Here, my dad gave me a Playboy when I was probably 15, and I go, look, you're 3 years late, first of all. Second of all, I'd seen that Playboy before because I knew where it was. I had been looking at that Playboy for years by the time he gave it to me. So, you know, do a little biology.
No, my dad never gave me porn. That would be
did
too
he ever
awkward.
Have a sex talk? Your dad was a very, like, you know, G-rated kind of fella.
Yeah. Yeah, both my parents are, and so am I. It's really, it would have been awkward for everyone had we had any kind of sex talk.
Yeah.
We still haven't actually had a sex talk, so I should probably, when I'm home for Christmas, maybe I should sit my dad down and be like, Dad, it's time we had a talk. I need you to explain to me the birds and the bees.
I haven't done it yet. What's he like? Prosecutor, so another church deacon was charged with lewd conduct. Prosecutors say a young girl younger than 16 told investigators in July that Garcia inappropriately touched her in a church storage room during a potluck a few days ago. You know, that's the thing with a potluck. Sometimes you'll get a piece of beef. Sometimes you'll get a frog's leg. That's potluck. Sometimes you'll get a deacon bollock. Court records say Garcia was interviewed by police detectives saying he... So this is his defense. Garcia claimed that Satan was also in the storage room and may have taken control of his body.
Satan's known to do that.
So, you know, you're in a church storage room with a priest on a potluck day.
It's not the priest's fault. The devil got inside him and he's not accountable for any of his actions.
The deacon got inside that young girl. So plastic surgery made a Korean woman so beautiful that the surgeon proposed to her.
Ooh.
Talk about having appreciation for your own work.
Yeah.
You know?
Actually, you know, that reminds me of a story. There was, I don't know if it was Korea or China or Japan, but in one of those Asian countries, there was a guy who sued his wife because she had plastic, because basically they fell in love. She was a beautiful woman. They fell in love. They got married. They had a kid. And then the kid was, like, really ugly. And he was, like, wondering, like, why the hell is, like, this kid so ugly if my wife is so attractive, and at least he considered himself pretty attractive. And then so he found out that his wife had had plastic surgery done, and she was born and for most of her life was pretty ugly. Then she had plastic surgery, and she became much more attractive, and he never knew she had plastic surgery. So he actually, I guess they got a divorce or whatever, and he, like, sued his wife for misleading him or something like that. And at least as far as I know, the story goes is he won, where the court said, like, yes, she misled you into thinking she was attractive, and now you have an ugly child.
Can you imagine having a judge say, according to the law, you're a dog face?
Yeah, but, I mean, I feel horrible for the kid.
It's so unbelievable. But, so this Korean woman, Hwang Jang-jin, used to be bullied for looking like a boy, but after going over the knife, she just got fucking gorgeous, and that the doctor was like, you know, she came
in. My masterpiece.
Like, after her face swelling went down, she came back in for a consultation, and he's like, how about you take this ring, bitch?
How do you say that in Korean?
So a plastic surgeon dad gives boob jobs to both of his daughters.
Wow.
Brittany. He just gives his daughters whore names and is like, let's fucking jack up those titties.
Yeah, what country is this?
Here.
Wow. That's a perverted dad.
So he has two daughters, Brittany and Charm. And they've had multiple surgeries. Brittany, her boob job went from a B to a C. If you got a B and you're a good-looking girl, stick with the fucking B, man. Like, I think that when you have fake tits put in, they just look like fake tits.
Boobs are overrated. Concentrate on your face.
And yeah, that might be true. Get your face surgically altered, and then a Korean surgeon will propose to you. But I also think there's another layer of creepiness when... Okay, so a plastic surgeon has to be like a full medical doctor before they can be a plastic surgeon. So they know what anesthesia does to you. They know fully, like, you know. And then to be like... And then to cut your own daughters open and shove... Like, that is fucking bananas, man.
Personally, I don't really believe that fathers should be seeing their daughter's boobs past the past puberty.
Yeah.
Whether it be for
medical
reasons or not. Except, of course, emergencies.
Well, if a girl
is
like,
an emergency, I need to see your boobs.
Well, if she has a lump or something, she's like, hey, Dad, you're a doctor. Just check this lump out.
Well, yeah.
That's totally appropriate. Or like a splinter or something. She got us a splinter on her boob or like any kind of wound on it.
But it's not like, hey, you're 18, take off your shirt. Let me see what you get.
Get those tatas out. It's time to chop.
Daddy's home.
Isn't this fucking crazy? Dr. Michael Nicole in Orange County. This plastic surgeon.
Oh, so he's close by.
And both his daughters were hot to begin with, you know? It's like...
Wait, do we know that?
I saw... Well, look at them.
Oh, wow. Oh, snap. I don't blame them.
They're hot to begin with, you know? It's like... I don't know.
Well, no, it all makes sense.
So a former New Jersey transit officer is collecting disability because he got a staple wound in his finger. You know?
They hurt.
And then he's gets...
They're up there with paper cuts.
He retired on disability from the staple in the finger. And he's getting $40,000 a year doing nothing. And then he was caught... $46,000 a year, excuse me. And then he was caught... firing sniper rifles at deer. He was deer hunting with high-power sniper rifles. And now he's got to have a hearing about whether his disability claim is legitimate.
Yeah, if you got a staple wound on your finger, you probably shouldn't be handling heavy machinery such as a rifle.
Yeah, but like, so you're indefinitely not, can't be a cop anymore because you got a staple in your fucking finger.
In a half mile, take the Avenue South exit.
In a half mile.
Avenue South.
Well, I mean, I've had paper cuts in my lifetime, so I know what pain is. But I've never had a staple wound, so I really can't speak for this guy. He might be going through issues we couldn't possibly understand.
If you're a cop, shouldn't you be a little tough, though? Shouldn't you be able to handle...
There's only so many alleys you can take.
I got the boo-boo. Like, if that could be fixed with, like, your mommy kissing it, you'd probably, like, get back. Anyway. So, we've been talking a lot about hot chicks, really.
And let's get to the ugly ones.
Well, we're one more hot story.
Oh.
Carla Bruni is the French Prime Minister's... Or she's the French First Lady. She used to be, like, a model... And then that politician was like, hey, bitch. So anyway, so there's a G20 summit, and everyone got a good look at this French prime minister's prime piece of ass.
I should say former first lady. He lost re-election. I just wanted to give you a little update on the news.
Thank you. Well, anyway, in February 2001, or 2011, after a big meeting, some spammer... realized that all the delegates had huge boners for this chick. And so some spammers sent out an email to all the delegates saying, Cara Bruni nude pics. 100% of the delegates clicked that with raging hard-ons, and then they all got spammed.
Ooh. I've actually seen the pictures of her nude. She's a gorgeous woman.
Yes, I've seen them too.
I think they're from the early 90s, but... you know, they hold up well.
She can still grip a cock.
Yeah. And she was in Midnight in Paris, the Woody Allen movie. She did a cameo as the tour guide. Her acting was phenomenal.
In English?
I think so. I don't even remember, actually.
What do you think about Woody Allen, his new movie, you know?
I've not seen it, The Blue Jasmine, but I want to.
Andrew Dice Clay? You think he's going to win an Oscar?
I don't think so, but I hear he is actually great in the movie. But no, I don't think they're gonna nominate him.
All right, so there's a monument in Oklahoma of the Ten Commandments, and a bunch of Satanists are like, "Wait a minute, that's a religious artifact. We got a religion, Satanism. We want a monument in the fucking thing." And so now they're, you know, it's going through the council, so maybe they'll get a satanic monument.
Wow.
Just a giant, like, demon going, ugh.
You know, I can understand, you know, being religious and, you know, makes you feel good about yourself and everything. But when you worship Satan, I have to wonder, like, what's the goal behind that?
They seem so reasonable, though. We believe that all monuments should be in good taste and consent with community standards, Greaves wrote in a letter to state officials. Our proposed monument is an homage to this historical, literary character of Satan, and will abide by these guidelines.
Well, I suppose if they were secretly atheists, that would make a lot more sense.
They're just trying to stir some shit up. I love this stuff, you know? I think that there should be monuments to Satan. There should be monuments to Jesus. There should be monuments to Vishnu. Who cares?
The flying spaghetti monster?
Yeah, make up a religion and have the monuments. Because all religions are the same, because they're all made up by somebody. It doesn't matter what period of time. L. Ron Hubbard made up Scientology in the 50s. Christianity was made up 2,000 years ago. It's identical. It's someone said, oh, this is more important than that story. It's so important, in fact, it's perfectly religious. Religion, ta-da! So that's how they're all made. So in that sense, who cares?
Agreed.
New York lawsuit seeks to make chimpanzees legally people.
Chimpanzees.
Apparently,
really?
Some nonprofit organizations, you know, they went to the Bronx Zoo and they're like, those monkeys are in jail.
Right on to 25th Street East.
What do you think?
Well,
are chimpanzees humans?
I don't believe they're humans. But I do believe they're chimpanzees. Now, because chimpanzees can't hold a conversation or understand human language.
Now, what if a chimpanzee could do sign language, and then you could explain a legal document take many hours. Explain a legal document to a chimpanzee.
I'll put it this way.
Legally agree.
If the chimpanzee was capable of understanding the legal document and agreeing to it, then I would consider them people. But I've never met, known, or read about a chimpanzee who is capable of understanding legal documents from the human race.
Right. I would want to set up a legal document very, very simple. You know what I mean? Just to be like, hey, chimpanzee, you're an adorable creature. I want you in my house. Here's how it's going to work. There's going to be a unlimited, you know, peanut dispenser. And there's going to be a slow pump I stole from Walmart that you can just fuck. It's like a short pump. You just fuck it. It's the right hole. Hey, hang out with me. You're not in captivity. You're not in house arrest. We're just hanging out. You're my buddy. That would be a very easy thing to get him to agree to, right? If he knew sign language.
I'd say so. I think chimpanzees, they're capable of very simple gestures and human understanding.
The thing about Blackfish, too, you know, that documentary's coming out, and everyone's like, oh my god, you know, the whales are in captivity. They're made to... But not all contracts are exploitative. You know, if you set up a nice shack, if you got a nice mansion, a monkey can adopt to sleep until noon and eating peanuts all day. It's not like, oh, it needs to be in the wild. You know, a monkey can adopt to a lifestyle of having its own, Cadillac converter bed. You know, like, where it looks like a Cadillac bed, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, have, like, a... and drink beer. You know, it can get custom. It can live like a frat boy. Chimpanzees love that shit.
You know, my feeling is there's nothing wrong with being called a chimpanzee. So if you don't want chimpanzees to be locked up in cages, you don't have to try to argue that they're people. You just have to try to argue that chimpanzees shouldn't be locked up in cages.
Yeah. I don't like the, like, because when you fuck up the legal system like this, where a chimpanzee's a person and a corporation's a person, and, like, when you just take these statutes and you mix and match it, then you get fucking, then the legal system gets broken. Because nobody can make sense of, wait, is that a corporation a person or a chimpanzee? Is that a chimpanzee a person or a chimpanzee? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's keep chimpanzees what they are. Anyway, speaking of the future, when chimps are people, Foodini. It's a machine that prints out food.
Oh.
Now, I saw a couple pictures of it, and basically what it is a little bit of like a hovering robot that kind of spits out dough. Mm. And it can, like, spit out dough to make a cookie. It can be like, oh, this layer is the base layer of dough, the jelly on top. It's just a bunch of movable things. But you obviously have to keep fresh ingredients. It's not like it'll make a pizza for you. But if you take 3 hours to make pizza dough and fit it into the dispenser, then it can slowly print out a pizza. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
But it is interesting technology. What if we could, like, have, like, a material generator and just print food later?
I want them to print out a banana and beef jerky.
Sometimes that's what you're in the mood for.
Yeah.
Different combinations. But, what do you think? Is it good for people to not have to endure scramble porn? You know what I mean? And just get perfect porn always and perfect food always. They don't have to do anything. You know, this is kind of where we're going, where everything, there's no more hassle in life. Everything's taken care of for you.
Personally, I like it. Makes it easier on me. Let's stop watching scramble porn. And I'd rather, you know, just be able to, like, watch some regular porn, be done in 2 minutes, out the door. I got the rest of the day ahead of me, you know.
Yeah. Are you a morning wanker?
Not usually, but you know, every once in a while, it's, you know, like, you know, if you get a good night's rest, it's yeah. Like, hey, you know what? It's a beautiful day. I'm gonna masturbate.
I woke up at full mast. I've been taking these magnesium pills, you know? They're like pills that are full of magnesium. Let me tell you something. I take these pills, and then 5 minutes later, I have painful erections. And the good thing also about if you take magnesium is you got, like, a nice volume to your load. Even if you cracked one off yesterday, the magnesium replenishes your load stuff right quick.
I was not aware of that. I gotta start taking magnesium.
But it's like three humongous pills. So it's like, and there's like white powder. So I almost think like, I take these white powder pills, they go in my body, and then they just become cum. They shoot out my balls. It's like evaporated milk, and then it just goes right to my juices, you know?
Well, that sounds delicious. By the way, sorry to interrupt, but if you see a gas station, let me know. We got 57 miles of gas, but as I see, nothing but
58 miles to go.
Yeah, well,
we're in the middle of nowhere. I got a video clip of this next news story. Let's take a listen.
Are you good at school? Very good. You're telling me the truth. Oh, you're very honest. I can see that. Are you doing your schoolwork properly? Do you do all of your homework? Do you help mummy and daddy? Sometimes. That's honest.
UK kids are having to take a lie detector test if they were good or not before they sit on Santa's lap. And that's, you know, they can't just take a kid's word for it anymore. Because some little kids are like, I was a good boy. But actually, you know, they fingered their own butthole or something. They can't get presents that year, you know?
Hey, someone's parked at the side of the road. Do you think I should pick them up?
I don't know. Are they hot? No, they're just looking at the view.
Looks like a female. Ooh, she looks middle-aged and a little overweight. Yeah. I like that. I don't think there's a kid on the planet who have, especially in the presence of Santa, if you ask him, oh, they've been good this year. Are there any kids who ever say no?
Well, what's weird is this guy is just kind of hanging out right next to, like, this big Goomba-looking cop. Just sitting outside waiting to lie detector all the kids. I think it's kind of weird. It's kind of like a police Orwellian state. You know, like,
yeah.
Oh, you want to talk to Santa, this fictitious character that we made up? Well, you got to... you want to get a profile on all your dirt right now. So let's, you know, even though you're only 12 years old, we want to start a profile on you, make sure, you know.
Well, and also, that's not necessarily an accurate determination of how bad a kid was, because if a kid says, you know, yes, I've been good, and then the polygraph shows, you know, that they're lying, all that really tells you is they have a conscience. You figure the worst kids, they'll tell you, yeah, I've been good, and in their hearts, they truly believe they've been good, even though they've killed a few people over the year.
Right. Prince George, you know,
son of Prince
William. William and Kate.
Kate.
So they made a porcelain doll. They made a 3D, they put this baby in like a 3D printer CAT scan.
Oh, I didn't know this.
And then they made a porcelain doll of it.
Wow.
Of like perfect. Now this is really creepy to me because all over the place, people are like, oh, I want to be a princess. I want to have a royal baby. And so they like get this really expensive porcelain doll of this royal baby who's not, just like religion, it's been made up that of this, these, all these different religions. It's also been made up that William and Kate have the perfect blood. Like their blood, they're better people than other people. Like they're like holy people or they're royal people. They have any business deserving that title.
They are charming.
Having to do nothing for their whole life. So people are buying their baby and just hoping that that baby was their baby and that they were royal. You know what I mean? It, to me, that kind of takes away from, it's like your own baby. Why get a fucking porcelain doll of that sociopath who's never has to work a day in its life?
Yeah, but if you are unlucky enough to have a really crappy baby, then I can understand being like, you know what? I hate my baby. I'm going to throw it in a dumpster, buy this porcelain doll, and just dream that I was, you know, a prince or Kate. She's not really a princess. Whatever you call it. Duchess of Cambridge.
Uh-huh. Click your heels together and be like, I wish I was royal.
Sometimes it's better to fantasize about a better life knowing your child is in a dumpster.
Ugh. Now, speaking of dumpster babies, we both are bachelor men, no kids. What do you say to all those, you know, we went to high school. A bunch of people are from high school are posting pictures of their babies, you know. What do you think? Did we make the right call? I can't stand babies, man. There's so much fucking work.
Well, I will say I'm not jealous of anyone with children right now.
Exactly.
I have no interest in being a daddy at this time in my life.
Right now we kind of just were like, hey, let's go skiing. And we could.
Yeah.
We didn't have to hire babysitters. We just...
Yeah.
Now, we're going to a place called, like, Jerry's Truck Stop or something, so we might want to watch out for sodomy when we
get there. Or look for it.
Homer Road.
Now, I have a funny story to tell you and our listeners about sodomy. Mm. I nearly had sex with a Latino man Friday night.
What?
You see, I went to my work holiday party, and I was, I only remember having 5 drinks, but I didn't eat dinner, and I was really tired. And long story short,
did you get some of those dizzy pills?
I got, like, blackout drunk, basically, and I don't know what I was doing from 12 to 2, but I lost my jacket. And then, so I needed to get back to the club that I was at, which is called the Supper Club. By the way, keep an eye out for the gas station. And so, I think I was just wandering the streets, like, aimlessly, just totally hammered. And I wasn't trying to get hammered that night. I had 5 drinks from what I can remember. And, like, the next morning, I checked my wallet, and, like, I still had money left, so I know I didn't spend that much. But anyway, this guy was like, hey, you need a ride? And because I was so drunk, I was like, yeah, because I really did need a ride to get back to the club to get my jacket. And now, granted, it was like 2 o'clock and the club was closed by then, but I was too drunk to even know any better.
Right.
So I got into his car, and I was like telling him all about how I lost my jacket, and I was like, oh, I need to get to the Supper Club because I need to get my jacket. And so he's driving me around. Who knows where? He's probably driving in circles. And then he started talking to me like I was like a 5-year-old who's about to rape. Because then he started asking me what color my pubes are. And it's like, dude, I'm 28 with brown hair. Take a guess. And but anyway, so I was
a quarter mile.
You're just like not picking up on any of.
Oh well, I mean, I certainly knew what he was up to, but I was drunk enough where it's like, I didn't really care. I was just like, I was just like wanting to use his driving skills
right,
to
so
get
you were
there.
Kind of like going along with it.
I was going along
he
with it.
He knew you wanted some action, but you needed that ride. So.
Yeah, and so like, so I was just kind of like, no, granted, I was like ready to jump out of the car if he tried something funny. But
were you on the highway or?
I was just playing dumb. Oh no, we were on like Hollywood Boulevard. I was acting like a dumb blonde basically.
You're playing right into his head.
Like anytime he'd like ask me a perverted question, I'd just be like, I need my jacket. I'm so cold.
What do you think about hard dicks and your cock asses?
So anyway, he was getting increasingly frustrated.
I see it right there.
Yeah. Understandably. And so he eventually just dropped me off, and he didn't end up raping me, and all was fine. Although he kind of dropped me off, like, not near the club, so I was a little annoyed. It's like, dude, I know you want to have sex with me, but the least he can do is drop me off my
destination.
Yeah,
but maybe if you got him off, he would get
you
to
the
right
place. Oh, I know I
would have,
but, like, the sad thing is, because I was so wasted, I don't even remember what he looks like, so it's like I'll never, you know, if I see him on the street, I won't be like, hey, I'm the guy you were asking about my pube color. See my hair? Take a guess.
It's brown.
I'll give you a clue. It's not blonde. It's not black. Does that answer your question? All right, I'm going to get out and
get
gas.
Let's take a break. Well, so you went in to get some snacks.
I got a Mega Millions because it's up to 550 million, and I think I got a chance. And and then the guy in there, he has an eye patch.
Yeah?
And he,
do you think it was a pirate?
I think he might be.
Wow. It's always glorious when you see people still rocking that style, mm-hmm. You know?
Well, I think they're in it. Well, I think he rocks it because he's missing an eye, like, for real. But no, he was definitely swashbuckling.
Yeah. Man, you go through a Slim Jim.
Oh, yeah. Well, these are the small ones.
Oh, it's like cocktail wieners. So how's it feel to be 28?
It feels old.
Yeah,
I will say
you think you're going downhill?
Oh, absolutely. Well,
your body is deteriorating.
Oh no, the body's actually all right, but we've certainly, I think, reached the age where birthdays are no longer fun in the sense of like, oh crap, 28.
Like nobody's gonna give a shit.
Well, not even that, but now it's like, oh shoot, I'm running out of time.
Right. Yeah. So do you have like fear for your 30s? You know, what's crazy is, like, so many people, you know, comics and stuff, like, you run into, and they're, like, still doing the open mic circuit, and they're, like, 50.
Yeah.
That terrifies me.
Yeah.
that it, that's even possible. You know, you would think that there's like some kind of linear thing, like, well, first I'm an opener, then I do this, then and then it's like there's a step process, but there's so many people who are, you know, I guess you just look around and you see like 60-year-old janitors, you know, everywhere, and it's like, oh god.
Yeah. Excuse me, everybody, I'm eating pumpkin seeds.
Yeah. Festive.
But yeah, no, I totally am with you in that. Yeah, that's the scary thing about
it. Just because you're older doesn't mean your job gets better.
Exactly. And in many cases, you're at a disadvantage when you're older. So
yeah.
It's like you got to strike while you're young.
At least you're young and, you know, somewhat good looking when you're just an old bag who walks around like nobody wants to look at you.
Exactly.
Especially when you just want to get a little action on the street,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you just pull your underwear to the side and just start shoving your fingers in your minge, you know?
I don't know what kind of open mics you've been to.
I'm talking about that lady you saw masturbating on the street.
Oh, yeah. Oh, exactly, yeah.
You know, sometimes you're just there. Because that's your job profile.
No, in her defense, I think she was hiring crystal meth.
She's just working those fingers to the bone.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your car is beautiful. It's like the Batmobile.
Thank you.
I love this thing.
I love it. However, I lose it in April because I'm only leasing.
Ah.
So that's the other good thing about this Alice job is for those listening, it's looking very likely that I'm going to be in London, England next year working on a movie in the visual effects department. And so I would leave in April, come back in October, which would be perfect timing because I'm going to need a car in April. And this will allow me to...
Well, you'll just go on the tubes in England, right?
Well, exactly, yeah. And so, in other words, if I do not take this job, then I will be carless in April and moneyless.
Right.
So that's why I'm thinking...
Pretty much don't have a choice.
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, you know, I think I better take this job in hindsight.
Or you could be destitute, so...
Exactly.
Wow, look, we're going right towards that mountain with snow on it.
I do see
that
a mountain with
promising.
Snow.
That's promising.
Which is impressive, because in L.A. right now, it's a beautiful 80-degree weather.
Well, it's 64 outside, but I guess when we keep climbing higher and higher up this elevation, you know, we'll have some snow. That's crazy, though. Man, I'm fired up for skiing.
I wonder how many people are going to be there.
I know, right?
I have a hunch we'll have the mountain to ourselves.
This place is open till 10, you know, so we can...
We should get, like, a hearty lunch.
Out.
Get on the slopes by 8, 2 hours solid, and then you're done. And there's a girl on the side
she
of the road.
Hot.
She was attractive for like a homeless wanderer.
She was like dressed like an alpaca, like
yeah.
a Sherpa. Like
she,
some
looked, she looked like the girl on the cover of that National Geographic magazine from 1985. That's like a very famous photograph. And
she's like dressed like a Mexican pack mule, like taking drugs in her cranny.
You should try to pick her up. Hey,
sure,
you want to go skiing on my dick?
My pole is ready for you. I'm on magnesium pills. It's going to get messy. Are you excited? Are you going to do any jumps? You know, we used to, like, go off fucking jumps with skis. You know, we used to be pretty fucking good.
I was always, you know, the pussy of the group, but even I went off a couple black diamond jumps. Yeah. And I didn't,
Well, I remember going off those little ones that are, like, little loops. Like, just little...
Yeah.
Like, you know, just only, like, a foot off the ground little jumps.
Yeah, it was the same here. Yeah, I never went off the big ones, but,
I think I did go off the big ones, but the big ones are so big that if you're not going fast, you just kind of slow down as you're going up
it. Over, yeah.
Yeah. But just keep straight. Keep that way, yeah.
Yeah, it's strange how long it's been since I've actually done this, so... I'm confident I will, you know, pick it up very easily, but who knows what skills I have left in me.
Yeah. But it is, you know, you could fucking die. Like, you can go up, because normally there's trails and then there's trees on other sides, so...
Yeah, Sonny Bono died skiing, so...
You can't fuck around, you know?
I mean, I just bought a lottery ticket. You know, it'd be ironic, to quote Alanis Morissette,
mm-hmm.
as if, you know, I died skiing, but then I won the lottery on Tuesday.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That would be ironic. So, yeah, Mega Millions is up to $550 million.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of money if, like, you're listening to
what
this
What would you
in,
do
like,
if you got it all at once in lump sum?
Well, if I got it, I'd do annuity because I don't trust myself nor the people around me.
So you would have them give you like $25 million a year for 20 years.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, because there's a few advantages to that. Now, my brother always insists, like, you should take the lump sum because you can invest it and make more money and all that.
Right.
But it's like, A, I don't really plan on making more money if I make, you know, if I win $550 million. You know, I don't feel the need to be like, ooh, now I got to top that. I'll be pretty happy.
Well, you could just keep that $550 in the bank and then just every year get, like, $6 million a year and live off that.
Yeah, and that you could do as well.
And so you would never have to touch it, and you could be good.
Yeah, and so that's true, and that would be the smart thing.
I would probably make 3 movies with that and then live for the rest.
Yeah. So, I mean, that is certainly the smart option. Now, the other side of the coin is that when you win, you know, $550 million, right away, anyone you've ever known is going to want, you know, a piece of the action.
Right.
So if you spread it out in an annuity and say, like, well, I only have $10 million, then it's like, you know, maybe that first year, you know, you help everyone out. You give them all $100,000 or something like that. And
right.
Just keep, you know, just shut them up. And then, but then, the next year, you know, you might give, you know, some money to your family or whatnot. But, you know, at a certain point, you want to be rid of the guilt of, you know, having to pay people money, you know
right,
all
right.
the time. And so you figure, you know, you'll be able to assess who your real friends are by the ones who, you know, stop asking.
Also, what's weird is if you put that all in, like, Goldman Sachs or something like that, like, you know, the Lehman Brothers shut down, like, who knows if Goldman Sachs would stay awake, or like, J.P. Morgan, you know? All these companies are definitely involved in illegal activity, so if you give them all, and then they're, you know, they're operating some kind of financial pyramid scheme, then they close down, you know? It's very tricky when you have that much money, like, who to give it to where it's gonna be safe, you know?
Yeah. So, my feeling is I'm perfectly comfortable with the annuity because then this way it forces myself to not be
burn out in fucking 6 months.
Exactly, yeah. And then, because you figure that first year, no matter how smart I think I am, I'm going to make some pretty dumb decisions.
Yeah, and it's like the NFL where it's like 80% of them go bankrupt.
Exactly. So this way it's like, I might even, like, you know, spend 5 years being an idiot, and then it's like, oh, okay, I should, you know, stop
continue
spending like crazy.
Where would you live?
For 12 miles.
I think I'd move back to New York.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you live in New York City?
Yeah. I think that'd be fun. Although, I really don't know.
Would you work? Would you do anything in your day? Like, what would your day look like?
Would it
just be like hand job, blow job? Like, would it just be like...
I would definitely try to get in as good a shape as possible. I'd try to be a gym rat.
Yeah, I would definitely do, like, karate every day. I think that'd be fun.
I would just want a hot bod, and then I'd try to get a wife.
And a sweet tush.
Yeah, a hot bod, and a hot wife with a sweet tush, and then some kids who were super hot as well.
And if they weren't, change their face up.
Exactly, get the boob jobs.
You become a doctor, you learn how to be a doctor,
mm-hmm.
and then you chop their tits off.
Mm-hmm.
Give them bigger tits.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's what I'd do with $550 million. I'd get in shape and get married.
So, yeah, you could... London's going to be fucking great, man.
Yeah.
I mean, would that be your first time in Europe?
Yeah. That'd be my first time out of the country. Never even been to Canada.
Whoa.
I know.
This is going to fucking blow your mind, dude.
Yeah.
And you've never lived in New York, too, so it's like a kind of like a pedestrian whole thing.
Exactly. Yeah, that's...
Man, we are climbing up a fucking mountain right now.
We are.
Good thing we got some gas. So this is... We're going up.
Yeah, because imagine if we lost gas, like, in the middle of this.
Yeah, I know, right? Wow. This is beautiful. All right, well, okay, I'll turn the podcast off for now. I just want to remind everybody, if you're doing some Christmas shopping, click through the Amazon link on the... Highway Diary, Podbean, you know, there's all those banners for Amazon. You click through that, it doesn't cost you anymore, but kicks a little back to the show. And what else do I want to talk about? Here Comes Godot. Look, we're going to push this web series back. It'll come out in February 2014. That's when we originally thought. We thought we could get it out by Christmas. It ain't happening. So, web series, Here Comes Godot. Check that out in February. And, you know, Merry Christmas, everybody. We're about to hit the slopes, and, you know, maybe next episode we'll tell you how it went. That's another episode of Highway Diary in the motherfucker bag. Episode 58. Thanks to my guest, Jeff Reeves.
I love being your Jeff.
My one and only Jeffy Poos. We're going skiing, motherfuckers. Later.